Welcome everyone to the Russell Show. I'm your host Russell Chowdhury. I can't wait to jump into this podcast episode. Episode number 194, we have a special guest, John Schumann. So in this episode, we'll discuss with John the topic of how to grow your business using social media. So don't forget to subscribe, leave a review on our podcast, and let's dive in. Hi, John. Thank you so much for joining me in this podcast episode. Really appreciate it, man. How are you today?
I'm great, man. Thank you so much for having me. A pleasure to be here. And thank you so much for all you do. You know, I know podcasting can often be a thankless job. So as from one podcaster to another, I just want to say thank you so much for all you're doing to help people.
Yeah, you're most welcome. And yeah, super excited to have you on the show as well. So we have an interesting topic to discuss on the show, which is like how to grow your business using the social media platforms. So before we get to that, I'd love to know more about yourself. Like, how did you get into like a business world, starting your own business and entrepreneurship? How did all that happen? Like, is that you always wanted to do, or like accidentally one day you decided like, no, this is the route I'm going for?
Yeah. So really, my biggest thing is, I've had basically every job you can imagine. So here in the US, you know, we call it a W-2 job. So like a traditional 9-to-5, 40-hour week job. I've had so many of them that I can't even count, probably 30 or 40 jobs. And so I never could find my niche, right? I was always kind of struggling, always kind of felt like there was something more out there for me. And so that's kind of the quick version, but I worked job after job, never could find my fit, my niche. Got into real estate. So when I lost my last W-2 job in 2019, had a bunch of people I knew in real estate, and they kind of said I would be a great fit. And so that's how I got into real estate. I definitely enjoy working for myself. I think in all my jobs, the biggest struggle was like answering to somebody else. I'm not good at being like a yes man where like, oh, you tell me to do something and I just do it. I will question it, not just to be a jerk, but like, why do we do it this way? Is there a reason that we do things this way at this company? And most of the time, the answer I got was because I said so, which is like, that's something you tell like a 3-year-old kid, not like a grown adult. So so it was a lot, man. But when I finally got into real estate, I did not have success right away. It took me about a year, 9 months to a year. But then once I really got going, man, it was all off to the races. And so I'm so thankful. Like, we've been incredibly blessed, me and my wife, to be in real estate. Like, we were both working two jobs, making 70 grand total, like 40,000 each. In 2019, I lost my job. And then from there, I got into real estate, created a 6-figure income in just a couple years. So it's kind of like, I mean, I know a lot of your listeners are kind of trying to figure out how to have success, how to build a business, those kinds of things. I would just say, like, first of all, it's not an overnight success, right? And you know this, right? You're a speaker, entrepreneur. You know, one of the things is just like it takes a while to create success. And so you can't give up on yourself. You have to be confident. There's a lot, man. It is one of the hardest things I've ever done, but also like one of the most rewarding things to get into real estate. So I love what I do. I love that I make my own schedule. Now, sometimes that means you work a 13-hour day because clients need to see homes. You got to write offers. But other days you kind of do what I want, and I really love it.
Yeah, definitely. And it's interesting time, like you joining like a real estate market, right? And that time, like a booming market, is like everyone wants to sell their home or buying a new home. And we see that in UK as well, like everyone rushing into like interest rate is all time low and everyone purchasing a home. And it's a great start for like you made like a good choice on that. So during that time, like starting out, like you mentioned, first year was like a struggle, 9 to 12 months, like you were struggle before you seen the success. So how was it like for you or your partner, like both of you guys, when you're going for the roller coaster ride, because you don't know like how things are going to pan out. You never done a business before and like a new industry. How did you overcome that kind of like mindset, like not quit or don't give up?
Yeah, well, and I know things are a little different in the UK, but think about if you guys have like big real estate companies, right? Companies that have their name on billboard, cars, etc. There's people in the area that like will hire. Now, really, it's just an advertisement. They'll pay Barbara Corcoran, so she's the lady from Shark Tank, to like say, "Oh, this is my trusted realtor in Lancaster, PA." I remember when I got into it. Yeah, me and my wife, we struggled a lot. But there's a next door neighbor next to me here in Lancaster, PA, and they sold their home, and originally they were going to list with me, and then they listed with this team. They're actually at my company, so I won't say their name. They do great work, but so she listed with this agent, and I said, "Oh, why did you list with X agent?" And she said, "Well, you know, we were in high school together 30 years ago. I knew he would do a great job, blah, blah, blah." And I kind of felt like depressed, like, well, I can't compete with that. This agent's been in 30 years. I just got into the business. How can I compete with that? And I just followed up after the sale, and I'm like, "Hey, how did it go listing with X agent? I hope it went really well." And she said, and I want your listeners to hear this. She said, "John, if I would have known I would have only seen him at the initial meeting, I would have never listed with him. I would have listed with you." Do you guys hear that? Right. So what I realized in that moment was I don't need to compete with the name on the bus. I don't need to compete with the, you know, Barbara Corcoran doing an advertisement for you. I don't, you know, I was depressed. Like every time he sells a home, he sends like a $3 postcard to every single house in the neighborhood. I can't do that for every house, you know, 100, 200 times, $3 each, you know, do the math on that.
Yeah.
I couldn't, but what I heard from her was, "John, I saw him at the initial meeting, never saw him again." And so I said, "I don't want to compete with that. Like, I'm never going to take his business. They do thousands of deals a year, right? Yeah. Probably, you know, one every other day. I'm not going to compete with that. What can I offer my clients? My value proposition, like, what value do I bring over the other 1,500 realtors in Lancaster, PA, my city? What value do I bring? I bring in a unique experience where you're going to work with me from the very beginning of the transaction, right? Seeing the initial home, you know, this morning we're recording. I just showed a house, you know, 2 hours ago to a client. Those clients are going to see me at that initial, you know, scene of the home. If they want to write an offer today, I'm going to write it. Then we're going to do inspections. I'm going to be there. And then I'm going to be there at the settlement table." And I even joke with so many of my clients, we create like a relationship. And again, businesses, realtor or not, you want to create relationships with people where they want to like be your friend and do business with you. So many times at the settlement table, they're like, "Oh, we're going to miss you, blah, blah." And I'm like, no. You're not done with me. Like, I'm going to be in touch. I want to come to the housewarming party. I'm going to like mail you stuff on your birthday. So my value proposition is I create a relationship where it's not about a commission check. It's not about just helping you buy or sell a home. Yes, we do that, but it's about like creating new relationships, new friendships, etc. And so if you're in a business, whether you're a realtor listening to this or another business owner, your value proposition is you, right? People want to work with you. There will be people that work with Agent X because he sells 1,000 homes a year. Or there's going to be people that because I do 30, 40, 50 homes a year, they're like, "We like that relationship. We like that personal touch. We want to work with John." So yeah, I hope that helps.
So you mainly focus on differentiating yourself on relationship building, like giving that touch or like how humanly possible, because working with the big companies, you know, like nowadays, automatic services, like if you ring them on the customer services, it goes to the bot. Like, "Thank you for your patience. We appreciate you, blah, blah, blah." They don't really care about you. That's why the computer system is actually putting you on a hold. So when you humanly, if someone like giving the customer service or like asking you for the wait or hold, you appreciate it so much. And you want to do business with them like much better than compared to like someone like automated the whole thing. And I know everyone loves to do automation and everything, but right now I feel like it's still people believe in like a humanly approach, humanly touch, talk to someone like customer service, or like if they have any concern or questions, or they can reach out to like as a human. And so I want to, I like that.
Yeah, I'll if I can briefly.
Sure.
I think that's so big in the business. So I want to tell you, and I know we'll get into social media here in a second. This is one of the ways I use social media is I just check in with people. Mm. So for instance, I'm going to read you all a message. So this past, so a week ago, last Wednesday, I had a person who their birthday was the day before. So last right. Tuesday. And on that day, I just said, happy birthday. Hope you are well. Now, this was a client was looking for a house a year ago. They got stressed, a lot going on. They said, we're going to wait a couple years. I didn't pressure them. I said, absolutely. Sounds good. Left them alone. No pressure, no nothing.
Mm.
On Facebook last Tuesday, I saw that it was their birthday. And I just sent a message, Facebook Messenger, happy birthday. Hope you're well. They said, thank you. I said, you're so welcome. This was the next message. Hey, I think we mentioned before we have an old house that we currently rent. The tenant's option, you know, their lease expires at the end of this month. Would you be willing to help us list the home? Here's some information, blah, blah, blah. Here, can you get me some information? So I don't say happy birthday to get business, but I just create relationships with people, check in with them, see how they're doing. Now, would this person have remembered that I was a realtor and helping them last year? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe they're at the grocery store and they see an ad for another realtor and forget about me, right? So I try to stay in front of my clients. Like I'll mail them things. My CRM is set up. Like today is one of my clients, one of my clients' birthday, right? So I'll reach out to them today. Another client, their anniversary is in a week. So I should be getting the card ready today to send out to them. So I just think like little personal touches like that, would that person have still listed the rental property with me? Maybe, but guess what? I know if I create relationships with people where it's more than just, are you ready to buy or sell a house? Are you ready to buy or sell a house? Okay, I don't want to talk to you. Like I love finding out my client's favorite restaurant, coffee shop, candy, and just sending them even a little, you know, $5 gift card for coffee or a personalized card. How often do we get personalized mail anymore? Can change your business.
Yeah, so true. We do the same thing on our businesses. Like with we work as a retainer model clients. So I always, end of the year, we send out like a gifts, physical gifts to them so they can appreciate and remember, like even though they want to take a pause from us or like they want to do business elsewhere, it's totally fine. But end of the day, like giving the humanly touch and like showing like we actually care, genuinely care, handwritten card, it actually make you separated from like other competitor like you have in the marketplace. There's so many big companies like you're fighting against, you know, as a realtor yourself, there is so many big things. I know myself, there is so many big agencies out there like trying to get business. So let's talk about like when you started your business, and I know like you just mentioned just sending a message to on a social media platform, like just thanking them for like their birthday and like reaching out to them, created some kind of like a business opportunity for you. So how we can utilize social media properly rather than like spamming someone and like bombard with them and they just block you or never respond you back. This is the case right now on the social media platform. So how do you utilize for your company or like let's talk about that.
Yeah, and I love what you just said because what I thought was so key in what you said, and I hope your audience caught it. So I'll is even if they go do business with someone else, you still like send a card. Well, someone might be like, well, no, I'm not going to now. I'm angry. Well, guess what? Then they're definitely never coming back to you.
Sure.
But we all change businesses. You know, people use me as a realtor and then maybe someone else in 5 years. Well, why? I didn't touch in with them. So in your business, right? Maybe they go work with someone else, right? And they hire another company to do what you do. Mm. And then, you know, a year later, they're like, you know what? That company's not doing a good job. Roselle's checked in with me, seen how I was doing, just sent cards. I'm going to go back. I realized that like I made a mistake by leaving. I'm going to go back.
Yeah.
And so I love that. And I think that's so key. And I think social media is all about relationships. It's all about people want to do business with people that they know, like, and trust, right? Okay. Know, like, and trust. So I say to people about social media and they think I'm crazy, but I say every single thing I post has a purpose. when we just put up our Christmas tree and I took pictures of my wife and kids together, that had a purpose to just tell you more about our life on the personal side. I mean, I've created a six-figure business in real estate. I don't beg anyone for business, and anyone, even your audience, can search. I mean, if you search John Schuchman on Facebook, it's S-C-H-U-C-H-M-A-N. Look at what I do. I don't sit there and say, and you don't even have to be my friend. It's all public. And there's a point to that, but you don't have to, like, I want people to know, like, and trust me. I don't sit there and go, hey, I need a realtor, like a help. I can't pay my bills. I need to sell a house. I haven't had a settlement in a couple of months. I'm just genuine. And people are attracted to that.
Yeah.
And I think the other thing I would really encourage your listeners with about social media, I coach social media all the time and it frustrates me so much. People are like, it doesn't work. I tried it. I'm like, how long did you try it? They're like, 2 months. And I'm like, no. I'm like, social media is a marathon, not a sprint. I know two months seems like a long time. And I'll tell them and remind them, like, when I became a realtor, August of 2019, I spent 9 months posting multiple times a week about real estate. And I only had two deals from August to June. So my first 11 months, I made less than $10,000 off two deals in the business, right?
Yeah.
But I didn't get discouraged. I kept posting, kept sharing stuff, sharing stories. I often tell people you're a storyteller, not a realtor. So I shared stories. And I think another thing too is just be genuine. So, you know, I picture social media, and if you're a business owner, your social media platform, even your personal page, your personal business, whatever, it is a living and breathing portfolio of you. So my Facebook is a living, breathing portfolio of John and John's real estate business. So if you search me, you'll see about real estate. You'll see our, Dave Ramsey journey. We were there a few months ago and did our debt-free scream. And some people love Dave Ramsey. Some people hate him. He's very polarizing. But you kind of know what side of the fence I'm on, right? I agree with what he says about paying off debt. And so your social media, everything is a living and breathing portfolio. Some people have been like, oh, I became a realtor. Should I delete like that old stuff from the stuff I did in college now? And I would say one, if there's like pictures that shouldn't be there, like you drunk on the internet, probably delete that.
Yeah.
But otherwise, like, share your journey, share where you came from in college and where you've been through. It feels like every single time that I post, oh, sold, congratulations to this client, they did a great job, they did all these things to get to the settlement table, I try to do it from a very humble place, right? So I always, and if you go and look me up, my last post a couple weeks ago, talking about a client who just, bought a home, I talk about how great they did and then say it was a great, it was so nice, it was awesome to be a small part of this journey.
Right.
So I come at it from a humble place. I could say I'm a big part of this journey. I showed all the houses. I wrote all the offers. I did all the contingencies, the inspections, the appraisals. You sound like a jerk. Instead, right, people know when they see that post that I did a lot of work for it. I don't need to tell them, oh, I worked my butt off. No, that's part of my job as a realtor, right? And so I think you share stories. Another piece I'll share quickly is 100% of my real estate clients have given me a review.
Right.
Because I can sit there and tell you that I'm amazing all day. Nobody cares. Nobody. What you do care about is if you're on my page or Joe Schmo's down the street and you're like, well, a lot of John's clients are saying he's doing a great job. Joe's clients have, I don't see him sharing anything that they say. So there's so much power in getting reviews for your business and sharing them to social media. I've hired videographers that will go that film my clients in their home talking about what it was like to work with me. Now I paid money. It was an investment in my business, but those are just a few different things in terms of social media. All right. Last one. Sorry. I know I'm going a while. Here's another myth so many businesses have. My personal Facebook has my phone number right there in the bio, because I don't want someone to be scrolling and be like, oh, he helped this client do this. And they'll be like, oh, we'd love to call him. It's impossible to call somebody. My phone number is right there, right on my page. It says speaker, coach, podcast host, realtor. And then it has my, you know, I said, love helping people grow their business. And then it has my phone number. Mm. I want to make it like almost impossible to not call me. And so many businesses, you don't have your phone number there. It's like if I want to call your computer repair business, I'm like searching the internet forever to find you. Like, you make it so hard. Like,
yeah,
make it easy for people to find you.
Yeah. Yeah. So true. So I have another question, which will be, where do people focus on? Is like outreaching to people, or like building a content based creation so people can reach out to you rather than you chasing them? What strategy are you using for your business?
Yeah, great question. I think it's a little of both. I do not chase people. I do spend a lot of time creating content. I mean, I have a podcast that I do 3 times a week, so it's a lot. Yeah. I try to do it all organically. Right. So if for a while I've been sharing my real estate business, I've been sharing my podcast, I might be, you know, there's so many interesting people that I've studied over the years. I'm a big Apple product fan. So I studied Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs was a brilliant business mind. He died and had no personal life. If I remember correctly, his wife had left him. He had kind of destroyed family relationships. And so I kind of see everything like a car or a table. Like, a table has 4 legs, a car has 4 wheels. You got to balance it all. So let's use a car as an example, 4 wheels. So let's even say like one's your business, relationships, maybe your faith or mental health. And I know you talk about that on the show and do a great job talking about that. Like, and then maybe, yeah, like, so health, maybe it's physical fitness, mental health, spirituality. And then the other one is like connecting with people, right? You need all those things to survive, right? Yeah. So you almost have to balance it all, right? I think as entrepreneurs, I can get so busy working on the podcast that I'm like, oh, I haven't checked in on my clients. I get so busy with the clients that I'm like, oh, shoot, I need a podcast episode in 3 days. So I think it's all about balance. I will say I'm very busy. I have a really great, you know, real estate career. As part of our team, I do all the coaching and training, all the social media. I have a podcast for realtors 3 times a week. I do social media coaching. I have a membership for realtors. So there's a lot, right? And so I think it's like, you know, this board back here that looks like a hot mess right now, but it's just writing stuff down. In my calendar today, it says someone's wedding anniversary is in 2 weeks. So I, you know, or a week, whatever it is. And it says a client's birthday is today. So like those little things, maybe I would miss that if it wasn't in my CRM, in my calendar.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that that's there. So I just think, I don't know that I have like a, oh, this is the answer. This is going to solve all your problems about, am I creating content or building relationships? I think balance is a huge, huge word. Right. And think about it too. Imagine you're so busy building, you know, relationships with your clients that you neglect your spouse, you neglect your kids, right? Well, that's not balance. That's not good either, right? You have to balance all of it: personal relationships, clients, mental health, spiritual, emotional. Everything is about being in balance. And I think what I've learned in my business is I have to gut check myself probably a few times a month. Like, is this balanced? I feel off. I don't feel like I'm meant, you know, whatever. I'm not here. And sometimes that means like, hey, I got to take a day off, right? Go spend time with the kids, clear my head, those kinds of things. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I totally agree on that. Like, it's not hustle, hustle, hustle all the time. And you forget about everything on your life. Like, your relationship falls apart and you need to have a divorce. Your children don't see you and they grow up 16, 18 years old and they don't listen to you right now. Because like, who are you, dude? Like, you've never been there like when I needed you. And that's not the success you're looking for, right? Even then, you're building a successful business, money is there. Your health is neglected and this is not something you want. Like, I'm totally advocate on that. Like, you need to be focused on every aspect of your life in order to have like a success, and then you can create a more successful person. So John, we are coming to the end of this podcast. It's been a great pleasure having you, and it's a great talking with you, and I learned so many things from you as well. So those who's listening, if anyone wants to learn more about your work, yourself or business, where is the best place to find you?
Yeah. Well, again, first of all, I'll say as we close out again, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for how you're helping people. And thanks so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate your time. You can find me. So my website now, My website is therealestatesurvivalguide.com. So therealestatesurvivalguide.com. You can find me there, find the podcast, information about the membership. Really, that's mostly for realtors, but you know, a lot of people that are not realtors listen to the show or have joined the membership and find a lot of value there. But my biggest thing, man, is I just want to help people. And that's not a pitch. That's not a... So people are also welcome to find me on social media. Again, you can search John Schuchman, S-C-H-U-C-H-M-A-N. Feel free to connect with me there. Like, and if you have questions about social media, my biggest thing with social media is you don't want to stress about it. And so many people like stress, get anxiety about it, feel like, oh my goodness, I have to post on everything. I have to be dancing on TikTok. I have to be this.
Yeah. Like,
relax, breathe. Like, I always say, use the platform you're already using. So don't be like, oh, I got to be on TikTok. Well, you've had a Facebook account with 2,000 friends for 10 years and you're not even utilizing that well. So use the platform you're on already first. But if I can help anyone with social media, I love it when I even can spend 15, 20 minutes talking to someone and they go from like stressed about social media to feeling like, oh, I get it. This is what I should be posting. This is what I should be doing. This is how I interact. So, and I have a free, usually I do it for my podcast listeners where I do free social media audits where I'd spend 15, 30 minutes talking about everybody's social media and like just giving you some feedback. But what I'll make sure I do is if you want to drop it in the show notes, I'm happy for your audience as well to, they can totally, it's all called on my Calendly, like free social media strategy for realtors, but you don't have to be a realtor. It's a completely free call, just anything I can do to help. So I'll make sure you have that in your show notes. And yeah, I'm happy to connect with anyone. And it's, you know, you're listening to a great show with a lot of leadership. He brings a lot of great people on. So another thing I'll say is go support his show. Go give him a 5-star review on iTunes. That helps his show grow. And that's a way that for free, you can support what he's doing. But yeah, thanks so much for having me. It was an honor to be here. And I'm proud of you and what you're doing as well.
You're most welcome. Thank you so much for your so valuable thoughts. And yeah, I wish you best of luck with your business, your personal life, and also the new year is coming and Christmas is coming. I hope you have a wonderful time and a holiday with your family. And thanks for coming today, John.
Thank you so much again. Have an awesome day.
You too. That's a wrap, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. I hope you enjoyed it, got some value from it. And those who's interested in learning more about John, visit his website, or also you can reach out to him on a social media platform. And yeah, until then, I'll talk to you in the next episode. Take care.